With SDPB Radio News, I'm Chris Loffrey. Braden McCarron of Pier was charged with first-degree murder for shooting and killing a friend when both were 16 years old. But at trial, McCarron was convicted of second-degree murder. That came about because the state asked, after both parties had rested their cases, that the jury be instructed they had the option of considering a lesser-included offense. Defense attorney Mike Butler argued before the South Dakota Supreme Court today that second-degree murder involves a depraved mind, an element not included in first-degree murder. He told justices if he had known he was defending against that charge, McCarron might have taken the stand or called expert witnesses.
And the overarching principle behind our argument is the right to defend. Truly, I mean, that is the overarching argument here, the principle behind our argument. He had a right to put on his defense. We successfully defended against the charge brought. We didn't get the chance to defend against the one they asked the jury to be told about after we rested our case.
Butler asked justices to overturn the conviction, and if they remand for a new trial, he'll address that decision at the lower court. Assistant Attorney General Patricia Archer argued that state law and case law permit either party to ask that the jury be instructed it can find a defendant guilty of a lesser included offense. And she said that decision can be made after the facts are all in. Justices are also considering whether McCarron was in custody when he was questioned without parental notification or a Miranda warning. And McCarron has also appealed his 15-year maximum sentence for aggravated assault as being excessive. The opinion will come later. A Pier teen died in a traffic crash yesterday morning. The Highway Patrol says 17-year-old Kaylee Jackson failed to make a turn. The car she was driving hit a light pole. Jackson was pronounced dead at the scene. Troopers say Jackson was the only one in the car. She was wearing a seatbelt. Your South Dakota weather forecast for tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, areas of fog in the east, lows in the upper teens to upper 20s. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain and snow likely west and northeast.